Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev.
Hallelujah.
Would it surprise you to know that the word remember is in the book of Deuteronomy 14 times in the King James Version of the Bible? It appears 28 times in the New Living Translation. Back in high school, the learning days of high school, and when I say learning, I'm not referring just to classroom activity. I'm talking about sometimes the hard or painful lessons of life.
Mm.
You soon learn that sometimes the person you took to the dance, well, they'd be wandering off dancing with everybody else.
That's right.
Well, that's how God feels about our loyalty. In fact, it's clear in the book of Deuteronomy what God will do for his children when they remember who brought them to the dance, to use that old expression.
Well done, babe.
Sadly, there's a tendency to get caught up in the bright lights and forget how we got where we are and exactly who helped get us there.
That's right.
Yes, but Brother Harold, my house went into foreclosure. Here's a question. Was it your first house? Was it your most expensive house? Where'd you get the money for the down payment? Who gave you favor in the workplace to earn a salary that would cover the mortgage payments? Who protected and cared for you before you got the house? Who will care for you should you end up losing the house? The answer to all these questions is your Heavenly Father. Honey, I remember the first house that you and I bought.
I remember.
My mom and dad owned a grill in a Western Auto store at the time. Bev and I were looking forward to buying our first house. I'll always remember the night my parents took us to the store after hours, and my father showed me what was formerly a 5-gallon pickle jar that was washed and clean. The jar was now full of 50-cent pieces, which my father had been saving. My parents, with words of love, told us that the money was ours as part of our down payment on our first house.
Hallelujah.
When the counting stopped, there was just over $1,000 in the jar. Even now, many years later, I remember where Bev and I were standing when Mom and Dad showed us that jar.
And that was a long time ago and a lot of money back then.
It was. I will always remember the smiles on their faces and the exhilaration that Bev and I felt about having our first home together.
Amen.
God is telling his children in Deuteronomy to remember. What does he want us to remember? We're going to share a number of points and scriptures with you. First, that he'll show you the path you need to take. Deuteronomy 119, New Living Translation. Then just as the Lord our God commanded us, we left Mount Sinai and travel through the great and terrifying wilderness, as you yourselves remember, and headed toward the hill country of the Amorites when we arrived at Kadesh Barnea.
Second, remember God wants you to be his own. Deuteronomy 4:20 in the New Living Translation. Remember that the Lord rescued you from the iron smelting furnace of Egypt in order to make you his very own people and his special possession, which is what you are today.
Third, there is no God other than Jehovah.
Mm.
Deuteronomy 4:39, New Living Translation. So remember this and keep it firm in your mind. The Lord is God both in heaven and on earth, and there is no other.
Mm. Fourth, you were once in bondage to sin, debt, and despair, but God brought you out.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 5:15. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out of thence through a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Egypt, of course, being the world before God.
Absolutely. Fifth, you don't have to be afraid of what you're facing, because he has delivered you before. Deuteronomy 7:18, New Living Translation. Do not be afraid of them. Just remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh, to all the land of Egypt.
6, God will use signs and wonders to set you free from your enemies again.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 7:19, New Living Translation says, and remember the miraculous signs and wonders and the strong hand and powerful arm with which he brought you out of Egypt. The Lord your God will use the same power against all the people you fear. We need to remember that.
Yes, we do. 7, God is looking for your obedience to his instructions. Deuteronomy 8:2, New Living Translation. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands.
Strong, strong scripture. And this next one is too. 8, God has given you the power to get wealth. You should know this one by heart. Deuteronomy 8:18. This in the King James Version says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which we swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
9, God is not happy when you're rebelling against his authority and instructions. Deuteronomy 9:7, New Living Translation. Remember and never forget how angry you made the Lord your God out in the wilderness. From the day you left Egypt until now, you've been constantly rebelling against him.
10, God wants you to support the local church and Christian ministries. Deuteronomy 12:12 in the New Living Translation. You must celebrate there in the presence of the Lord your God with your sons and daughters and all your servants. And remember to include the Levites who live in your towns, for they will receive no allotment of land among you.
11th, never forget where you've come from and who delivered you. Deuteronomy 15:15, New Living Translation. Remember that you were once slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you.
12th, always remember those who've helped you get where you are. Deuteronomy 15:18, New Living Translation says, you must not consider it a hardship when you release your servants. Remember that for 6 years they have been giving you service with services worth the wages of hired workers, and the Lord your God will bless you in all you do.
13th, God will punish those who come against you. Deuteronomy 24:9, New Living Translation. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam as you were coming from Egypt.
14th, it was God who brought you out of bondage and lack. Deuteronomy 24:18, New Living Translation. Always remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that your Lord, your God, redeemed you from your slavery. That is why I have given you this command.
15th, give God the praise for and celebrate your deliverance. Deuteronomy 26:11, New Living Translation. Afterward, you may go and celebrate because all the good things the Lord your God has given you in your household. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living among you in the celebration.
16th, God will always make a way for you through every obstacle. Deuteronomy 29:16 in the New Living Translation. You remember how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we traveled through the lands of enemy nations as we left.
Hallelujah. 17th, tell your children of God's deliverance and provision.
Yes.
So they too will always remember his goodness and faithfulness to complete what he has promised. Deuteronomy 32:17. Hallelujah. New Living Translation. Remember the days of long ago. Think about the generations past. Ask your father, and he will inform of you. Inquire of your elders, and they will tell you. I mean, we tend to forget why we are where we are.
That can happen.
Those who helped and blessed us along the way. It's always good to remember who brought us to the dance.
And one last thought. People say you should know your limitations. Well, you know, we just believe that Philippians 4:13 is really where it's at. Philippians 4, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible says it this way, and you know it as well as we do. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Hallelujah, who empowers me. I am ready for everything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Hallelujah.
That is really worth saying hallelujah.
It is. Before we go, we want to share with you an email we received from Ronnie in Cleveland, Ohio. The timing of this is interesting.
Yeah.
Brother Harold, Sister Beth, thank you for Debt Determines Your Environment, the 31-Day Guide to Financial Freedom. I started reading it and can't seem to put it down. I thank God for connecting me to the Debt Free Army family. I want to thank you all. May the Lord give each of you, every one of you, the desires of your heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God for
lots of exclamation points.
Yes, there were. Now, the timing on this, October 6th, Tuesday, 10:30
yes.
in the morning, I'm going to start a six-week book study mm-hmm. on that book.
That's right.
Debt Determines Your Environment. It not only deals with debt scripturally, but we deal with it practically, and it'll be a huge blessing to you.
Yes, it will.
You can go to Facebook at Brother Harold and watch it the live stream, or you can go to haroldherring.com and, watch the live stream there. It's on YouTube.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But watch it.
Watch it. We'll be talking more about it along the way.
That's right.
Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.